Welcome to the Broski Dittles Podcast, the best podcast in all of the land. It's your boy, Kiko Flo, Kiko Cervantes, the guy with the accent. And today, it's not only me and Chef Maurice, the other guy with the accent. It's three of us with the accent. And I want you to comment below when you finish listening to this, which one has the strongest accent and which one has the lightest. Okay? So we can know. It's not to, you know, bully each other, but we just want to know. So, yeah, we have Marquinho here. I want to get right to it. Marquinho, sorry, Marcos, but, you know, because we love him. He's Marquinho because he also plays really good football. He's a pilot that we have as part of our sort of conglomerate in the podcast. And he's always updating us, you know, with things in the sky. You know, we're here in the land. He's up there in the clouds. He tells us what's going on. And in the last episode, we actually spoke a little bit about this. I don't know if you listened to it, Marco. But we spoke about aliens because you mentioned that you wanted us to speak about it. And, you know, for our listeners, if there's any topic that you want to listen to, we will talk about it if you leave it on the comments. But I felt that we didn't really give it justice. I kind of talked a little shit about it. I said that the reason why they're talking about aliens now is because the government wants you to put your thoughts somewhere else and not on the shit that's happening. But then you told us, hey, no, by the way, I got some shit. I got some evidence. I got some real life experience on this. And I'm like, look, let's get Marquinho on the podcast and let's have him tell us what's good. So start wherever you want. But from what I understand, you have seen things in the sky or have... And have heard things that have happened from your colleagues. Tell us a little bit about this and, you know, start wherever you think is relevant.
Okay, well, first of all, thank you for inviting me again. So there's two subjects here. Yes, I've seen things in the sky, lights. But what I mentioned to Mauricio last week was something else. There's an object that entered the solar system a couple of months ago. So, yeah, like you said, it could be the government trying to distract us. But the thing is, the reason why it got the attention of so many people is because this object is flying a smart trajectory. Like, it's flying in a very smart way. So it doesn't look like an artificial object. It seems to be alive or, well, to be honest, they don't really know what it is and they haven't really clarified. But anyway, going back to the main subject, yes, I've seen lights in the sky and you know, sometimes there's no explanations. It's just you see something bright and then the way it flies is just very erratic, okay? It goes up and down, left and right. I mean, it flies very fast. And it's very high in the sky. It's just very... it doesn't look like man-made. It looks like... It could be military, though. It could be, like, high technology that we don't even know about. But the thing is, normally we see airplanes in our radar. We have a system called TCAS that advises about potential traffic in the vicinity nearby. So we can see the other planes. We see the altitude they fly. We see if they're below or above us. And the system is actually helping us prevent a collision. So... when you see those lights, they're not in the radar. I want to say that
he sent me a couple of videos
that he took
while he was piloting the plane. So I can show you guys what he's talking about.
So those lights, they're moving very fast. They don't look like satellites. I mean, they could be satellites. Normally, they don't fly like that. Satellites are just like floating.
And this is while you're flying?
Yeah.
So this video that you took was while you were flying?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. Because it looks kind of like it's from the ground, but maybe I'm... Can you play it again, Chef Maurice? Like, what's that light to the left?
I don't see the video very well. It seems to be dark.
Yeah, it is. I mean, you took it. You took it at night.
Is this how they do it? They always make it a shitty video, so you can't really tell.
This one in the left corner.
Is that like the city?
No, that's the city, yeah.
Okay,
I think it's right here, what we need to look at.
Damn, so this is some real shit, because those lights did move. Okay, so play it.
Oh, yeah, so those are the lights, yeah. There's like three on the horizon, and...
Damn. And they disappear.
They go... The light goes brighter, and then dim, so...
Down. Okay. There's another one, right, Chef Maurice?
And
these are things that damn, they're looking at all your shit.
So these are all my fucking info right there.
Is this like you're flying, right? And you know, normally I think always you have a co-pilot with you, or you're co-piloting with somebody.
I'm the co-pilot. Yeah, there's a captain sitting next to me.
Okay, so you two see these things, and then you like sort of commented to each other like, hey, did you see that? That's crazy, right?
Yeah, we were like, what the fuck?
And has this happened more than once?
Definitely. I was actually waiting for it. I was waiting for it to happen. I knew it was going to happen. I knew they were going to show. They always show up in the same place at the same time.
What?
Somewhere between 10 p.m. and 3 in the morning. I even caught a shooting star because I was waiting for it to happen. And then I saw a shooting star. I have friends who fly, for example, in China or Panama, and they've seen the same lights. So
right, but they're seeing it in another location, right? Because you fly more
correct
around Europe, you know, Asia, not to be too specific, because I don't want, you know, I want
Africa
Marcus
too. Yeah.
Africa. Okay. So they're seeing it in Latin America in another location.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Look at this one. This one I really liked because I think it's pretty clear.
So some people could argue that it could be the Starlink satellite, but I don't think so, because the Starlink looks more like a train. There's like a bunch of lights next to each other, so it's easy to recognize. It looks more like a train of lights. So
yeah, and it's almost like it's a little army that's like flying together, you know?
it's like
a convoy.
They're like flying in formation right now. So in the video, you can see that. I have a coworker who reported the lights to the air traffic controller. And the air traffic controller started to freak out, because you know, when you report something like that in the Middle East, you know what to think, right?
Oh shit. Right, I got you.
They could care less about the UFOs. Like they don't really think about UFOs. They thought it was, you know, the missiles from this guy or those guys, you know.
Yeah, true.
Damn.
So they were freaking out, but they couldn't find out what it was. They just didn't know. And,
damn,
wow, that's like, interesting.
I'll be honest.
I don't care about UFOs here, so sorry.
I was gonna say, I myself, I'm a skeptic, because I think in general, my personality is a very skeptic one, where I need to first have evidence. Otherwise, you know, I'm a skeptic about the thing. And with the whole alien situation, like, I want it to be true. Like, you know, like, I'm not too much of a religious person, and I'm more of like a universe guy, you know, these wishy-washy motherfuckers that never, you know, really, you know, agnostic or whatever, spiritual. And you always have this question when you go a little deeper into that philosophical world, which is, are we really the only ones in the universe? And there's two ways you can look at it. You can say, okay, are we that special that this whole universe, this vast universe, exists just for us? Or are we just, you know, another one in the bunch of different civilizations and different solar systems, right? So I want it to be true, because it would sort of give a little bit more meaning to the whole universe. Like, I would find it to be a waste if the whole thing exists just for us. But maybe we are here to do something greater. That's the argument of other people. They're like, look, right now we're nothing, but in the future we might become interplanetarium, and then boom.
Maybe we're the ones who... weren't originated on Earth. Maybe we came from a different place. Maybe we were brought here by someone.
That's on like some Prometheus shit, right?
Maybe we're colonizers. Maybe, I don't know, just saying. No, you know, those lights, they could be something else. They're just an object that hasn't been identified. They could be it could be military. It could be, you know, Elon Musk playing with his satellites or some now, advanced technology. It could be a lot of things. It's just not identified. We don't know what it is.
Now, it's are those lights on the distance you are from Earth, right? The altitude. Those lights, when you see them, with your experience as a pilot that has been, you know, over 50,000 feet in the air, flying for, you know, multiple, you know, thousands of hours, in your experience, do those lights seem like they're within our atmosphere or they're in space?
They definitely look out in space, for sure.
Okay, so...
Absolutely.
So if this is anything, it's outside of space. Okay, so... you would say it could be at the same altitude where satellites are around Earth.
Maybe, yeah.
Okay.
It could the sun reflecting the satellites. I mean, it could be a reflection. But it's just the way they move. You know, they fly sort of like in a formation. And
right. And it's also because if it's patterns. A satellite, you would expect it to sort of follow a path, kind of like a... Yeah.
Satellites?
So in this case, you see them to be like more individual, like they're moving in a sort of... Okay.
Yeah, that's correct. Satellites are like just like floating in space. They move very slowly. Yeah. Mm. It could also be military. Who knows?
Now, at this height, could it be a drone or multiple drones?
I don't think so. If they have the technology, I guess... Why not? But I'm not really sure. They don't fly that high, as far as I understand.
Right, that's true. Because you're talking about, like, are we looking at the same altitude when you see these lights? Normally?
Yeah, they always seem to be pretty high up in the sky. Pretty high.
And this is what, like, over 50,000? Am I right in saying that's the distance where you fly?
Normally, I'm flying between 30,000. And 40,000 feet, so the lights should be way higher.
Higher. So, right, but you see them at that altitude when you're flying. Okay. Just here as a side note, just a question. Am I right in thinking that, for example, transatlantic flights, I don't know if you've ever conducted one, because of the long trip, they actually get to 50,000 feet? Because at that height, you get like a little less wind drag, and it helps you on the route.
No, the big jets, like, you know, the normal jets with 200 passengers or 300 passengers, they don't fly that high.
Oh no,
the maximum go to 43,000 feet.
Okay, so
the ones that go high, way higher, are the corporate jets, like the private business jets.
Oh, like the smaller ones.
Yeah, the small ones. And they can go pretty up.
Why is that?
It's probably because of the way they design them to fly faster, higher.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Sorry, that was just a little side quest there. I wanted to get now.
Normally the way they design jets, like for example, we had the Concorde that was supposed to fly from Paris or London to New York and above. 3 to 4 hours. But you know, nowadays they don't really care about speed or altitude or things like that. They just want to save fuel and, you know, go green. So it probably has something to do with that.
Yeah. I want to actually to ask you, it's a little another side quest. I understand that, it wasn't feasible in the business sense. Like, it would have to cost too much for each seat because of the fuel that they burn and the amount it costs. But from somebody that actually knows about this stuff, you as a pilot, what is the reason why the Concorde, you know, just didn't continue to be a thing? I understand one of them exploded, and there were two of them. And I understand it even landed at Venezuela, you know, so at times. So why was it that this technology didn't continue? Like, is it just economics?
It's probably the operation was too expensive. and the airlines didn't want to invest in it. They just didn't want to.
Right.
I think mankind is meant to do these things. You know, we have to push further and improve our technology. And I mean, I'm pretty sure people nowadays would pay to go from Europe to the States in 3 or 4 hours. You know, that was back in the 70s. Imagine what we could come up with nowadays, something better, something more efficient. But that technology was just, they don't use it anymore. I don't know.
I mean, because it's one of those things where you look at every other thing in life, right? Like computers, software, and you see this upwards, increment in power, in computation. And then you look at, I'm very curious about all these type of things. And I look at the Concorde, and like you said, it was in the 70s, in the 80s. And you're like, oh, shit, they could already do like a London, New York in 2 hours, 2 hours and a half. Yeah. So why is it that like 50, 60 years later, almost, we're not even like doing it, you know, it's just, you know, 12 hours, whatever it is, 10 hours.
I feel like we're heading towards a, I don't want to change the subject, but, you know, I think many years ago, we used to build amazing things. For example, the Concorde is one. But if you go way back in time, we used to build the pyramids and amazing monuments that we don't build anymore. We don't do things like that anymore. Now everything has to be compact and environmentally friendly, and I don't know, it's just a different system nowadays.
I'm just listening today. I'm learning. That's why I'm just sitting back, relaxing, and listening, because I don't want to spoil it. I've been learning a lot. But if you think about it, Concords, they came up with like a new technology back then, making it faster. But if you think about it now, everything has to be so fast for people that you would think that it makes sense that somehow that technology makes it back. And instead of doing, let's say, 2 flights a day from London to New York, you can double that or triple that. And I don't know how, I mean, I'm guessing there's a lot of issues in the background where like going green and the environment and all this stuff. I'm guessing that's part of why it hasn't flourished again, because now everything's more like the earth and being more cautious about it. But if you think about it, they always think about money and how to make a profit. So, you know, bringing it back, having more flights, more money, more passengers. I don't know. And you can charge, at first, you can charge 3 times the amount that you're already getting, because you're making a trip that's going to be 6 or 8 or 9 hours. It's just going to be 3 hours. So at first, you can charge way more. And I bet there's people who are going to pay for it.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, it's also comfort. Being comfortable. I don't want to be 9 hours in an airplane.
And convenience.
Convenience.
Especially for people that, I mean, I think that's actually a great point. In an era where people want things so quick, like that's what I'm saying. Why is it that this like 60-year-old technology hasn't brought it back? And you know what? I'm going to more philosophical side quest here, but also I wanted to get you guys' opinion on this, because this ties to what you were saying, Marcos, about today we don't do amazing things anymore, right? Everything has to just be shit, apparently. So I think there's a disconnect. Like normally in a capitalist world, what I would think is that if there's a demand, the supply will be met, right? So you would think there is a demand for people to make it 3 hours from London to New York. Like I would think there's a demand for that. There's more millionaires now.
I would be part of that.
No, you wouldn't, because it costs like $30,000. But there's millionaires that don't mind paying $30,000 to go do something in New York and then come back to London the next day or whatever. So I'm sure there's a demand. And the fact that that supply hasn't been met makes me believe there's a disconnect between those two things. And the reason for that is that our society is in is going down in productivity, is in decadence, right? Our society is having a disconnect between what used to be productive and useful and good and quality to now everything's just shit. Am I making sense? Do you think that, do you notice that? Because I see it with products that I buy and things that I get. I'm like, why is this shit?
I totally agree with you 100%. It's, I've seen it, yeah.
I've just been thinking, like, do you think any structure that we have nowadays will make it in time, like the pyramids have, or like all this stuff that has been man-made for centuries? Do you think anything that's been built now will
maybe transcend? The pyramids were built by aliens.
Right. That's what I think.
That's why we haven't built another one. So, because even the Mayans, they build the pyramids. They have their own version of pyramids. So,
are those another kind of aliens?
Ah, that's true. They have their own versions of pyramids.
In Mexico and Egypt, they built some pyramids. And nowadays, we don't see anything like that before.
I mean, we see like pyramids, like hotels, like the ones in Las Vegas. I mean, those are modern day pyramids, if we think about it. Are they going to make it through time? Probably not.
It is crazy that those two civilizations, the ones like in South America, in Central America, and then in Egypt and you know, that area, because I'm sure other countries have them, that they have those pyramids and they're very alike, right? I mean, with their own little touches, but they're very similar. I wonder, could it be just coincidental, or was it the case that the people in Egypt at one point migrated? Because from what I understand, and I think this is the consensus, is that the population in America actually came first from Africa, then that moved to Asia, and then through the strait that connects Russia and America, right? When it was frozen, those people made it to America, and then they populated the rest of South America and Central America. But I don't know if that happened quick enough for those people to even have a memory of the pyramids, right? So I don't know. Maybe it was coincidental. But now, let me be the... Because from what I see, it seems that Marquinhos supports the theory that these were built by aliens, right? So let me be the devil's advocate. And also because I'm a little bit more on the other side. Are they that amazing that it couldn't have just been built by just pure oppression of slaves? Like, because, I mean, think about it. They didn't have anything else.
The Colosseum was built by them, by people, slaves. But if you think about the pyramids, like, how did they manage to, you know, bring such a big rocks and build the pyramids? I mean, at that time, they didn't have the technology, did they? It was more like, I don't know, it seems to be very strange.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's super
interesting. Maybe UFOs came with a little, I don't know.
Spacecraft.
A spaceship. And they just start putting rocks on top of each other. I don't know. We're that advanced that we have machinery now. That has taken thousands of years to get there. I don't know if the pyramids, my dudes back then, it was hot as fuck too.
I mean, but how much more amazing are the pyramids? And maybe people are going to hate me for this, but I'm just talking out loud. I'm just thinking out loud. How much more amazing are the pyramids in comparison to the Colosseum? Like, it's just people. There's people and you oppress them. Like, and then you tell them you're going to move the rocks. That's it. Oh, but they're too heavy. I don't care if you get defeated by the rocks.
Yeah, but how did they
get
from the ground all the way to the fucking top, dude?
Yeah, because, I mean, think about it. Look, you grab a pyramid, right? They said, okay, what we need to do to make sure the pyramid is super big, let's make the base big. So they start with the base and you lay all the rocks. And now you go to the next step. And it's just like a little stairs that you keep building. It's like a Lego. Let's be real.
Yeah, but the weird thing is that there's a purpose behind the pyramids. There's a reason why they built it and why they were built in that specific location too. So
why is it? Do you have this info?
No. But I remember reading that it has something to do with the constellations, I think. I think it's aligned with some stars. I have to look it up.
Yeah, but I mean,
am I allowed to look it up here?
Yeah, look it up while I strengthen my case on this side. Because this is what I'm thinking, right? Yeah, look, back in the day, you didn't have all the things we have. We didn't have TikTok. You didn't have, you know, the Broski Doodles podcast to watch or listen. There was nothing to do, and there was oppression because it was just a violent group that would control the others. And they would look at the sky because you look at the sky and you would make connections with the stars because that would allow you to know what season it is, whatever the fuck. So they probably build these pyramids below a certain star so they can know, oh, this is where the star, this is where like the summer starts and then we can do the crops or whatever. And then they, you know, 100 years building it, like 50 years, whatever. And then it doesn't matter who dies building it. Like, we just continue to build it until it's done. Now, I'm not saying it's not amazing. I'm not saying it's not incredible that they did it. But I do tend to think that when people are like, oh, it must have been done by aliens. I'm like, I mean, it's not that, like, insane. It's not like they made a helicopter and flew. It's not like, you know, it's just a bunch of rocks on top of more rocks. Like, the Europeans, right? They started making, and this is something that's beautiful, and I think you were recently in Europe, Marcos, and you, by the way, Marcos takes some beautiful pictures, so if you want to follow him, maybe he'll tell us where you can do it.
I appreciate it.
Europe has amazing structures, right? Like, you don't see this in America because it's a much newer world, but in Europe, you see these cathedrals, right? I'm not religious, but I love going to them because I'm like, damn, back in the day, they put so much work into doing this, right? So beautifully. And you're like, oh, was this done by aliens? No, it was just done by people that took a long time to do it and they were oppressed and forced to do it.
Yeah.
Well, that's my side.
You have to also take into account the other stones and things that have been found in the ground at certain places throughout the world. So sometimes he can, you know,
they had a lot of free time in the past. I mean, let's face it. They didn't have Facebook, TikTok, Instagram. So they were like, what do we do now? Let's just build a pyramid. I mean, let's come up with something cool, a cool idea, right? Because they didn't have anything to do. I mean, let's face it. Just.
So you would give some credit to what I think happened?
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you partially.
Okay.
I don't know.
But
No. I was gonna say it makes sense that men built it, but it was so advanced for the era that you would have to think that something else would be, because it's not only putting rocks on top of rocks. Have you seen the what's inside of the pyramids and how complex it is and where it goes and where it's hotter, where it's colder? I mean,
that is true.
It's very complex. You are simplifying the rocks on top of rocks, but the inside.
Yeah, that is true. Because it was an actual building. It was a building, right? You're right. I just think, look, and this goes into a more philosophical, deeper conversation side quest. But this is what I'm thinking. What has been the mystery that fucks with all of us humans, right? Like regardless if you're religious or not, we always think, God damn, at one point we got to leave this world, right? And then what happens? Does it just turn off? Like, what happens, right? We don't know. And it's also been a source of great, preoccupation, right, for people. They're like, fuck, like, I'm actually, at one point, this is all going to end. And I think for centuries, and we see this with the Europeans too, much later on, but just across human history, we've always tried to make temples of some sort to try to cancel out that we're going to leave the world. Like, they're scared of it. So they're like, that's why I think religions came about as well. But so I think it's normal for humans to kind of want to, let's build a shrine or like a little monument to honor whatever God takes care of us so that I can be on the good side and go to whatever, I don't know, heaven or second life. Like, so I think this is tied to that. You know, the fact that humans have always needed to have an explanation, an answer to this mystery that's so, heavy to accept. And cut. What? So, that's what I think.
I think people always want to, you know, have an explanation of things. Like, everyone's trying to find their own explanation.
You've been to the pyramids, yeah?
No, not yet.
You haven't been? Okay. I thought you have.
It's just that Egypt, you know, it's a little bit tricky.
I thought it was going to be something else.
It's hard. It's
complicated to go there?
It's complicated to go there, yeah. Especially to the pyramids. There's a lot of scammers, so I need to take my time and study the situation there.
And I understand politically also, it's kind of
complicated,
sketchy. Yeah, like there's this food guy that goes around the world, you know, to do, you know, different. It's pretty good. It's kind of like your, you know, Anthony Bourdain, but a little more wild. And I think it's called the world's best food channel. I mean, very original, right? But his experience in Egypt was horrible. Like, wherever he was filming, like, he even got, like, the police to come. Like, they're very... So, he's like, yeah, don't ever go there. So, I mean, I'm not trying to give him bad rep, but I hear that.
I've been there once, but operating as a crew member, not as a tourist. And, yeah, the country is a little bit going through hard times. I mean, it reminds me of a country in South America that is also very... corrupt.
We can say names.
It reminds me of Venezuela. But the thing is, I think Egypt has a lot of great things. I'd like to go there. There's so many places to visit. Apparently, our grandfather, Mauricio, was from Alexandria, which is a city in Egypt. So I like to visit Egypt. But I think the problem is Cairo. It's a very dense populated city. There's so many people there, and there's a lot of chaos and traffic. I think that's the problem. All the
I had a friend that went there to like the region where the beaches are, and he said it was really nice. Like, so, yeah, like, so yeah, I bet. Oh, and I didn't know. So Alexandria is there a city called Alexandria today, or that's what it was called?
Yes, it is. It's called Alexandria nowadays. Yeah.
I'm not mistaken about this because I read this recently. But from what I understand and read, the reason why it's called Alexandria is because at one point that was a Christian city. And a lot of the Mediterranean in Africa, including, you know, some parts of the Middle East, like, you know, Israel, Turkey, they were Christian. So that's why those names are there.
Well, the Egyptians were something else in the past. Now they're all Arabs, and they've adopted the Muslim. They're all Muslims nowadays, but in the past they were something completely different. They had a different religion, different gods.
So even before
there
the,
was something
the
different. Yeah, yeah, and Alexandria had a big influence from the Greek people. So our my grandfather was born there, but his parents were Greek.
Oh.
So in the past, there were so many Greek people in Alexandria.
Okay, so you are of Greek descent?
Well, yeah, that's on my mother's side. My dad is Italian, so...
And Chef Maurice would be a little bit on that too, because he's the same... That's the same grandfather? Am I correct? Because they're cousins.
Yeah, same grandfather, yeah.
Okay, so you're a little Greek too, Chef Maurice. Not only a little Cuban, a little Greek, Portuguese, Spanish. You got it all.
Chinese.
Mr. Worldwide.
Mr. Worldwide. Okay, going back a little bit to the aliens. What is your philosophical point of view with this? You know, I've explained before that one thing that grapples with me, and that's really interesting, is thinking of space and the universe and saying, okay, are we the only ones? Are we that special? Is our mission that big that this whole thing exists for us? And what happens if we end each other, right, through like nuclear war or whatever? Then this whole thing was made for a thing that then didn't become anything. So how do you see the philosophical part? Obviously, you told us a little bit about, you know, what you've seen and stuff, but, you know, you're very cautious. You say, look, I don't know what it is. It could be military. What is your philosophical view of it?
Well, regarding the lights, I'm pretty sure there's a logical explanation for that. Now, aliens, I don't know if the lights that I saw are aliens. It's hard to tell. But I don't think we're alone in the universe. I think the universe is pretty big and old. I don't think we're the only ones. But then again, I'm pretty sure there's a logical explanation for, you know, the lights that I saw. And I mean, there's a lot of mysteries, you know, that we don't know. So, but I do believe that there's smart beings out there in space.
Kiko, now, what do you believe?
I don't know why they haven't reached out to us. I don't know why they haven't tried to contact humans. So,
I mean, I'm not solid on any view on this, Chef Maurice, but I tend to lean more towards I don't think we are alone, because this, like Marcos was saying, such a vast universe and so old, and it would just feel like, really, are we that special? But I have heard a theory that what could be happening is that we are not alone, but we are the civilization that has gone the farthest. So, for example, there could be other planets that have, you know, life, but they're at the level where they only have, you know, like microbes in the water type shit. You know, like when you look at the science book, how everything started, it's like these little cells, and then it becomes a tadpole. So, like, there could be a lot of universes. Sorry, not a lot of universes. A lot of solar systems that have planets where they're like at early stages, right, of civilization. And we're sort of the ones that have gone the farthest. And we will eventually be, right, like listen to this theory. It's not heard a lot, but that us, the humans, we will eventually be the ones that continue to improve technology and get to the point where we're the ones that now have interplanetary spaceships. And then we go visit these other people, and then they're like, fuck the aliens.
So we're the aliens.
Right, exactly. So, plot twist, we're the aliens.
That's actually a fucking good one. I haven't heard that one, but it kind of makes sense. We're ahead of the rest. But
I mean, for many years, I was a legal alien. So, I mean, it doesn't feel too weird to me.
There's many aliens in the U.S. right now.
Yeah, that's true.
Why, I have to bring it back, why is every single UFO movie based in the U.S.?
They like New York.
They tend to like New York for some reason.
I wanted to ask, too, because when you started flying, Marco, you one of your first jobs as a pilot was in Venezuelan Airlines. So you flew within the Venezuelan airspace. What did you ever see anything like this, or do you think aliens don't go to poor places?
I don't think they want to visit Venezuela right now. Maybe in the future, they would like to go to the beach and, but not right now. No, I'm just kidding. No, in Venezuela, I only flew there for like 2 years, so obviously I didn't have much time to see the lights or explore out there. I didn't really see much.
Okay. I mean, but 2 years is not, it's not a little amount.
Yeah. These lights that I told you about, they appeared recently, maybe 1 or 2 years ago. It's something new.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay. So, right. And it is true. Like, I mean, I like it that you leave it open, because it can very well be like military equipment, right? Like maybe super drones, that can go up.
There's a lot of military activity in the Middle East, even nowadays. Sometimes they're not on the news. You don't read about it, but it's out there. It's happening right now as we speak. There's a lot of military secret operations and, you know, things like that. You know how it is in the Middle East. It's just the way it is here.
Right. They always say peace in the Middle East, but you know what?
Well, it's a very peaceful country where I live. It's actually pretty good. It's very safe and peaceful.
No, I was just trying to make a bad joke there.
So. Our neighbors are a little bit angry, but you know.
Okay.
We're trying to be friendly with
everyone. I wanted to ask you, when you go to aviation school, do they teach you, or do you have to learn about stars, like astrology?
No, not anymore. No.
Do they ask you what your sign is?
No, they don't do that anymore. I think a long time ago, they used to navigate with the stars, the constellations, whatever, but not anymore, you know. I do it because I like it. I like to take photos of the constellations and, you know, things like that, but
and we're not thinking, we're as a group not thinking that those lights that you might have seen might have been stars. I don't know. Meteors.
Well, meteor. I sent you the video of a shooting star. And
let me look for it again.
In that video, you see the shooting star. It just disappears within seconds, and then you don't see it anymore. While the lights are always there every night at the same time. So,
Daniel,
the shooting star, you can only see it for a few seconds. The a shooting star disappears quickly. It's just the way they are.
Yeah, that's why it's a shooting star.
Yeah, that's what they call a shooting star, exactly.
Yeah, Chef Maurice, why are you trying to discredit Marco? Okay, so this is what a shooting star looks like if you're looking at the video. Right, it's very quick.
Yeah, but they are going fast.
They are going fast.
And I like to point out that that video is actually in slow motion.
Oh, right. Okay, yeah. And is the light in the middle of the screen, is that one of the lights that you're talking about? No.
No, that's just probably a random...
Another plane?
The one at the bottom is a city, and then the ones in the sky are just stars.
Okay, no, but the one like sort of in the middle, that's bright. Is that another star? That's just a star?
Stars, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because what I was going to say is these lights kind of look like stars, but it is true. They're moving, not like stars, right? Because the stars don't move. Yeah. They're literally like...
Even some planets, you can see planets. They're very shiny because they reflect the sunlight, but, you know, they don't move. Planets... They stay where they are all the time, and
I mean they move, but very slowly.
But it's not like it's not moving like a.
I'm just clarifying because it's probably a 13-year-old listening to us that's doing a science project, and then he's like, "Yo, this is literally not true. You're a pilot. They let you fly planes." No, I'm just kidding.
There's an application where you can see the stars, right? It tells you where all the planets and constellations are. So I use them in flight, and I see where the planets are. The application is very accurate, so...
Is that Star Search or something like that?
It's called... this is for Android. It's called...
Hashtag poor. What?
Sky Map.
Sky Map. That one. Is it the case that you coincidentally like to fly planes, but also are interested in space and in astrology? Is it astronomy or astrology? It's astronomy.
Astronomy, I think. Yeah,
because astrology is you know, if you're a Scorpio, or would you say that a lot of pilots also like space?
I think a lot of pilots like space, but these lights have caught the attention of many people. The difference is that many pilots don't want to talk about it. It's a very controversial topic for us. Imagine you go out there saying, "Oh, I saw some lights last night in the sky. I didn't know what they were." You know, what you're gonna think about? It's like, "Oh, this guy is high or, you know, drunk."
Oh, I see. So it's even people, it could be used like that.
People don't want to talk about it. They're all scared to lose the license or medical certificate, or maybe they'll say that you're crazy, you're insane. Yeah.
Right. Damn. That's actually like a whole different angle I wasn't even thinking about.
So many people don't want to talk about it. So many pilots don't report the lights. I know my coworker reported the lights, and then another plane in the same radio frequency reported the same lights too. So that's two airplanes reporting the same lights. But then maybe the next day, nobody says anything. And then after 1 week, nobody says anything either because, you know.
Right. And in the example that you explained, when this coworker reported lights, you know, the people at the bottom might have gotten a little bit like, "Hey, what's going on?" because of the whole situation, you know, in the Middle
East.
Maybe
they're having the Pecorino.
Right. Well, but that's what I was going to get to. Then they could be like, "Hey, look, this guy maybe is not stable. Maybe he's doing the Pecorino Romano because he's looking, he's seeing lights. Are you crazy? So now I'm like, yeah, that's crazy. Cause I would have thought, oh, it's a safe place, right? A safe space.
Yeah.
I could just tell, like, oh, look, this is what I saw. But no, they could be like, are you crazy? Because there was nothing there.
And how do you think I recorded those lights? Because I knew they were going to happen. I knew they were going to be there. I was ready with a camera, and I was able to record a shooting star. It's not easy. It's not like, oh, the shooting star will be there. Nobody knows that. I mean, it was a coincidence, but I knew the lights were going to show up in that location at that time. So,
do you have any links to extraterrestrial life that you coordinate with so that you can film these stars moving or, you know, these objects moving? So sort of like Spider-Man would take his own pictures. Are you in cahoots with extraterrestrial life form?
No.
No? So you can have like a cool Instagram.
Yeah, well, I guess so. You could say that.
Because, no, it almost sounds like I knew where they were going to be. Like, it's almost like they want to light up for you. It's like Marquinhos is coming. Let us do the dance for him.
Well, sorry, you were going to say Mauricio? Chef Mauricio?
No, go ahead.
No, you know, for me, it's like there's many bright lights in the sky. Every night I'm like, how is this even happening? Like, you know, if there is a logical explanation for this, then why don't they give it to us? And that's it. All the speculation is over just like that in a few seconds. But, you know, people keep seeing lights. Some people report them, nothing happens. And then there's a lot of, you know, rumors and speculations. I'm having a lot of fun with this topic right now. I'm happy to be here because I'm a big fan of your podcast. But, you know, if they told me, oh, the lights are satellites and that's it, it's, you know, end of story, then they don't really explain. They don't really bother to give us an explanation. The question is why?
Yeah,
how did
you
record this? With your phone or
with my camera?
Camera.
Yeah.
But so it's a good quality of the picture. So it's not like one of those.
Well, it could be better, I think.
Well, look, at least it's not with an Android users. No.
Well, I was making fun of you for having an Android. I've always had an Android. I never had an iPhone. So I'm the type of person that doesn't, you know, sit quite right with spending $1,500 for a phone. So I'm that type of guy.
You sent us a link on YouTube a call that was made.
Yeah.
About the lights and stuff.
So that's exactly how it happens. You'll see the pilot reporting the lights to the air traffic controller. That's the way it works. And you can see the lights are the same that I showed you in the video. The way they move, they're like sort of like flying in formation. They're the same lights.
Even the traffic control person was like, he couldn't believe what they were saying, and nothing had shown up in the radar.
Because the air traffic controller.
Do you have this video, Chef Maurice?
I'm ready to go. I was just waiting for you to.
If you can just play the, like we don't have to see it because if it's a YouTube video, I don't know if they can, you know, but we can put the audio. Is that what's relevant, the audio?
The video is not much of.
Okay, yeah. So when you share with sound, and then, you can even put like a different screen when the audio is happening so we can just hear it. And just give us some context on this, Marco. What is this of? Oh, this is just one that you found.
Yeah. So if you see on the top left corner, there's a website called Live ATC.
Mm-hmm.
So on that website, basically you can listen to all the communication between planes and air traffic controller. So it's out there. People have access to it. It's not a secret. It's not confidential. Everyone has access to it.
Okay. And this is, so just for people context, these are mysterious weird lights in the sky that were reported over Dallas, Texas. Okay. So you can play it.
You got anybody to mess around over there?
It is cold. Well, I was curious why you asked.
It's going to sound a little weird, but we keep asking about the MOAs we keep passing because we're following these two kind of lights that are up above us that are kind of jogging back and forth left and right for the past, like, half hour.
Really? I don't see anything on radar, and no, River's just not active.
Cool, thanks.
Yeah, 1757, we've been watching them for about an hour or two in the northwest skies.
They were really
weak as well.
Oh. Way up high?
Split positions. They actually moved. It's the first time I've seen them change relative positions.
That's weird. Are they way up high?
Real close.
Sorry, Block, you say they're close in to you or they're up high?
Oh, I put them about 100 miles out in space.
Gotcha.
Agreed.
Wow.
Quickly, are these two different planes with saying the same thing? Am I mistaken there?
Yeah.
That's what I understood as well. Two different planes. Okay.
Two different planes
thing.
Talking to the same air traffic controller. Okay, give us some context there, Marquinhos, because this is very similar to what you saw, except it's in the day.
Well, they reported the lights to the air traffic controller, and clearly the air traffic controller had no idea what the lights were. So, and another plane saw the same lights, so...
And then this is what you experienced exactly the same.
I saw the same lights that were moving in the same...
I mean, we showed them. We showed them
so,
here.
So the lights that I saw were following the same patterns in the sky. And they were very...
Can you put that video again, Chef Maurice? And for people that are listening to this, because, I mean, we want to put the visual support because it does make it nicer for people that watch on YouTube to see these things.
Yep. I just want to clarify something really quick. The air traffic controller is just a person like the other pilots, like you and me. If there's something up there, like confidential, like maybe military or satellite, he probably has no idea what it could be, okay?
Right.
So even if you report it to the air traffic controller, he doesn't really need to know. I mean, sometimes they know if there's a military airplane flying through their airspace. But sometimes if it's a secret mission, obviously they won't know anything, so...
Yeah, I mean, I'm guessing they reported to the traffic controller just to confirm, hey, are you seeing the same thing I'm seeing on the radar? And then they can like, oh, yeah, that's a plane, a private plane, whatever. But in this case...
Yeah, but the air traffic controller is on the ground in an office, so...
Yeah.
I don't think they...
Well, I mean, but they have the equipment to know, like, oh, yeah, there is another plane near you, no? Am I incorrect?
They know about airplanes, yeah, they have the radars, yeah. But I don't think they can see the lights from the ground. I've never seen the lights from the ground, only in the plane.
If you can just leave it playing, like play it multiple times, Chef Maurice, and sorry for, you know, for the bother, just so we can have it as visual support. And I just wanted to clarify, for people that are like listening to this only on audio, we will, you know, you can check the YouTube, you know, every once in a while, subscribe if you haven't. But it's pretty much like if it was stars, like an array of four stars, but moving kind of like if it was a platoon in the sky. And it's very weird, and it's very similar to the other video that we'll leave a link to of the video. So you can see how it was in the day in Dallas, Texas, but it was very similar. And in this case, the light even gets brighter at one point, right? One of them, maybe the leader.
Yeah, there's like two or three lights in that video, and then you can see how they go brighter, and then at some point they dim. So
can you say where you saw this, or is it confidential?
It's a confidential location.
Confidential.
No,
okay.
I was facing the north. I was flying from west to east, and then the lights were like facing towards the north, so that's where I saw them.
Okay.
It doesn't really matter because my friends from other airlines, they fly in other companies, other countries, they saw the lights but in a different location, so I don't know if it has something to do with the hemisphere, the country they're flying in, or they saw the like, for example, my friend from Panama, they saw the lights facing west. So
right, and these, I mean, just for context, you're flying in Asia, Africa, Middle East. I mean, we don't have to, you know, specify, but just so people kind of have an understanding. And you have people we just saw a video from Texas in the United States. They saw similar lights in the day, which, by the way, to see them in the day, these have to be bright, right? I mean, and then you have friends in South America, Central America that have seen them as well. So,
yeah. Mm-hmm. So I saw the lights in the Middle East, and then I've seen the same lights in Asia too.
In Asia, okay.
So, yeah.
Do you think it's one big one that everybody sees, or is it like one that just moves around and it's been seen in different places?
I have no clue.
Damn.
I've seen the lights the same you saw in the video, and then I know for a fact that my friends saw the same lights, but I don't know if they're actually the same or multiple or
right.
But they behave in the same way. They move around. And so
you're not certain if these are exactly the same lights, but they're so far in space that they can be seen from different sites. And if it was the case, this would have to be like huge, like spaceships.
But that's
right?
Why it doesn't make sense, because if it was huge, we could see it from the ground. If it was that big, then you could see it, you know, in different parts of the world.
Right. No, but what I'm saying, you wouldn't be able to see it if it's in space. I don't. I mean, we wouldn't be able to see it, but the telescopes and shit that we have all around the world will be able to see it, right?
Yeah.
And radar. So you, it leads me more to believe that it's separate arrays of these UFOs. You know what I mean? Like, and again, UFOs could mean, like Marco said, military equipment. Like UFO is just unidentified. Yeah. So, yeah, it could be like different little armies of these things, whatever. I mean, I don't want to call it armies, but, you know, like different little groups of these things. One, like, hey, you take care of South America, I go to the Asia, and somebody else go to the United States. Only one for the United States. Yeah, just take care of the whole. So I get to scare everyone in the United States and make, you go there.
Yeah, I mean, it could be, I don't know, some advanced equipment that we haven't heard about. So,
okay.
Maybe
now,
what you need for your next time that you're going to see them, just bring some, either a telescope or binoculars. Binoculars?
I had the binoculars. I had them. I was using them, so.
Is it something closer or no?
No, just some bright
lights.
It's
the same light.
Yeah.
Do you have a binocular because you're a space buff, or is this a normal equipment to have as a pilot in a plane?
Oh, no, I just do it for fun because I like to see things.
I like to imagine the other crew, like, why does this guy have binoculars? Is he going to, like a Boy Scouts convention?
Well, yeah, because I have the binoculars and then I have the camera and, you know, I like adventure. So every time I travel, I like to go out and explore the countries and, you know, it's because I traveled so many different places and I might never go back to the country I'm traveling to. Like maybe they send me to one country and I go there only once. So I want to make my time there the best out of it. So I like to explore countries. I like to do that.
On a last note, I wanted to ask you, because you mentioned this at the very beginning, that, and these are actually the what made the news recently with the U.S. government saying they were going to come out with more information on this, is related to the, I don't know if it's one or multiple objects that are being seen coming into our galaxy,
that,
solar
you're
system.
You're talking about Atlas, the interstellar object. So that thing, I think it all started in January or February, if I remember correctly. So this interstellar object entered our solar system. And they said that it was a comet, all right? And all the evidence pointed to that direction. But then they started to see some weird behavior from this object. Like the trajectory that was following was too perfect, like well planned for an object, right? So let's say that NASA wanted to fly from Earth in space and go, you know, to Mars, all these planets, they would follow a similar trajectory. It's an efficient trajectory, just to put it that way. So they were like, okay, that's weird, okay, the object seems to be smart and okay. But then they notice that there's light coming out of it, and they don't think it's the sun or any reflection. They think the object is producing its own light, which is weird too. So the object will get closer to the Earth, I believe, in October. But funny enough, they won't be able to take photos of it, which is weird.
Why?
Apparently, it'll fly behind the sun or something like that. It'll be in a spot where no cameras, no satellites.
Very convenient, just... Trump. I don't know.
Well, that's... But it's not coming from the U.S. There's many...
Yeah, report. Many no, I'm just making a joke.
Talking about it. And
no, I voted for the guy. It's okay. Marcos, real quick. Real quick. So, I mean, this object, though, for us to be able to track it that far out, it has to be quite big, right?
Yeah, it is big. It is big.
So, I mean, and to think of a spaceship, you know, with like the size of a meteor or a comet.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the ones you see from the movies, like the big one coming in. Like that's the one that has like the senator, the prime yeah. minister of that planet, you know, coming through.
Yeah. Yeah, the size is, I don't remember exactly the size, but I'll find out right now.
Did you know about this, Chef Maurice?
I didn't know, no. Like I said, I'm learning today.
Does it
I'm
scare you to hear those type of things? Like, oh, there's like a new object in our solar system. It's coming near us.
But, you know, there's a lot of people from different countries talking about it. It's not coming from one country just to distract people from... you know, some news. So it's coming from other places too, other source of news and information. So, but you know, if they say, listen, guys, it's just a meteor or a shooting star, or whatever, nothing exciting. I'm like, okay, let's just move on and that's it. But the thing is they're not giving us any explanations. So I'm curious. I mean, aren't you curious about an object like that? I mean, it's
right.
Okay. What's gonna happen next? Which movie is gonna come out in 100 years talking about this?
If anyone that listens to us works with, like, you know, space and engineering, you know, very unlikely, but if you do, you know, science, whatever, and you have any info on this or any thoughts, and like, just, you know, put them on the comments because we want to read them and maybe even have you on if you like credible and shit.
It has the size of Manhattan. I just looked
damn.
It up.
The size of Manhattan. That has to be like the Death Star. Like, this is Star Wars and shit. You know what I mean?
That's, yeah.
So it's crazy. Like, if it's that big. Now, is there a scare that it could impact us or no?
I don't think so. I don't think the Earth isn't in its trajectory. Definitely not. It's...
All right, so we're good.
Like I said, it's flying in a very smart way.
Right, but this is the thing. You're saying it's flying in a very smart way, but wouldn't this depend on its destination? Like, wouldn't we need to know where it's going to know if it's doing a smart trajectory? Or what do you know more about that?
Well, if they don't know the origin, I don't think they know the destination either.
Right, so how the fuck do they know it's flying, like, smart?
Well, because of... what's been doing in the past few months.
Okay.
Since it entered the solar system, our solar system. It's been flying through a lot of planets, like next to them, literally next to them. It hasn't been pulled by the
gravity of any of them.
Gravity of the other planets either. So, yeah.
But I mean, like, why is it doing smart? Like, oh, look. Instead of, like, you know, spending in a restaurant every day, like, let's get some shit from the supermarket and make, like, some sandwiches for the way. Like, is it, like, saving like that? Like
it's a very efficient comet. It's saving a lot of fuel and it's very efficient.
Okay. Damn, that's interesting. I mean, again, this whole topic is great because I actually want it to all be true. Like, I want this shit to be Independence Day. Like, I love it. It does make me think a little bit, why haven't we have any proof of aliens if they have been here before? Because, you know, so many cameras.
Do you think is it because of what the population is going to do or what they might think? It might just go like doomsday prep right then. It's just like, no, they've been around for centuries and they haven't harmed us. Why are we going to go doomsday now?
I think once they see us, they might want to get the hell out of here. I mean, seriously, once they see how we behave as humans, like, we better get the fuck out of here, man. This place isn't what we thought it was.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, that's like a typical meme of, like, you know, aliens getting here and then they see like the Kardashians and they're like, yo, let's get the fuck out of here. I mean, that's an excuse that they've always used to not provide us with information, right? That they're like, oh, the public wouldn't know what to do with the information, that will go crazy. I'll be honest with you. I think people today are so stupid that they wouldn't even give a fuck. You would tell them, yeah, oh, there's aliens, and they're like, ah, okay, when's the next Taylor Swift concert? Like, they don't care.
You know what it feels like? Like, for me, I think if the public would know, it would be a situation like COVID. Everybody goes home, nobody goes out, and like I said, it might be centuries that they've been visiting, and now we have to, like, panic and just go all out for it. Maybe we could just continue to live our lives and not worry about that shit. But it's just, I do think that people will go into, like, bunker situation. Doesn't have to be like that. Maybe they start grounding a couple of flights just because people are scared.
I've always been that kind of person. I like to question things. I like to, you know, ask questions. I'm curious. That's so. But I'm not really into conspiracy theories or the government or politics. I could care less. Like,
who did you vote for? Be real. No, I'm just kidding.
So why do we need the U.S. to say it so it becomes true? Why can't, like, Jamaica say it and be like, we saw Jamaica, some UFOs?
Well, go ahead and say it. I mean, they could say it. I'm waiting for someone to speak up.
Anyway. But it's like, that's true. Everybody in the world is just waiting for the U.S. to, like, oh, can Trump talk about the UFOs?
It could be New Zealand. It could be Japan. Anyway,
no, it seems like the United States is the one who has the big files that are going to tell the truth.
Haven't you seen the movies, like, Marco? Like, it's them that have it.
Yeah.
I mean, now, because I know we're taking a lot of your time today, Marco, but, you know, one last thing I wanted to touch on to sort of tie this all with a nice little bow and make it cute for people. What about, like, do you believe anything that they say about, like, you know, Area 51 and, like, hidden agendas that, not agendas, but, like, hidden things that the U.S. has? And again, it's always like the U.S. is the one who has it, right? Because the aliens knew to just go there, right? They're like, no, fuck that. Let's go to the United States. Do you think any of that's true, or, you know, what do you make of that?
I don't know if it's true that, I think they say that a spaceship crashed in Roswell, New Mexico, a long time ago. They said they captured the alien. They have the, I don't know, this spaceship and all these things. I don't know if that's true. I don't know what to believe. But Area 51, I think it's just a military base, like very secret military base. And you have to understand that the most powerful military in the world obviously has like technology. They don't want to show it. They don't want the enemy to know what they have. So I'm pretty sure they have really advanced aircraft out there. And when people see it, they don't know what it is. But also after the war against the Nazis, the Germans, many of the what?
No, it's just me and Chef Maurice, we're gay. Sorry.
A lot of Germany at that time, they had a lot of technology. And a lot of those brilliant people immigrated to the U.S. and they gave them the technology to the Americans. So they have good technology. It's not a secret.
Yeah.
I don't really believe in Area 51 and the UFOs. I don't think so.
I love how Marcos just take it all, you know, with, like, common sense. And it is true. Like, people that have said they've seen things around that area, the way they describe it is like, it would make sense that it's like a prototype. You know, like right now I'm reading a book on nuclear energy and how it's like, is going to be the savior for humans if we learn, you know, that it is and start using it more. But, you know, there's like a whole thing about making flight being powered by nuclear, right? Because there's already ships and submarines that are powered by nuclear, and that makes it so that they can just be in the water for even years at a time. So it would make sense that they would have tried in the past to make a spaceship or spacecraft of some sort that is powered by nuclear so that maybe you can have it in the sky surveilling for years. So I'm pretty sure, like, you know, maybe they had a prototype and it went up and down and somebody saw it and it's like, yo, that shit looked like a UFO, like an alien. So that makes sense.
I mean, you know, Area 51 is a military base. All military bases are like that. They're supposed to be a secret, you know. It's the same if you go to Russia or China. You know, in China, in some parts of China, when you fly there as a passenger in a civilian aircraft, if you fly near a military base, you're supposed to close the windows. And yet, you don't hear people saying, oh, why am I supposed to close the windows? What's out there? What's out there that they don't want me to see? So, but that's the procedure in China. You have to close you know, the shades, the windows, so you don't see what's out there. And it's a military base. Obviously, they have secret, you know, weapons or prototypes, aircraft, whatever. So it's just a secret. It's just the way it is. But nobody talks about China or Russia. It's all about Area 51, right? So
yeah, because
I'm pretty sure
in those other countries, I don't think you can really question. But anyways, Daniel Marcos, I mean, I'm super glad that we had you today. I mean, you answered so many questions and you also made us think a lot. And I think, you know, our listeners are also thinking right now. Maybe some of them are high as fuck, like, what the hell is happening? Like, it's a lot of information, but I think we kind of laid it out there. And look, the videos are there and you can see it for yourself. I mean, we provided the evidence. We'll leave some links at the bottom too for the other YouTube video. You know, any last words you want to have? Anything else? I mean, you're good?
Well, thank you. I appreciate it for having me here. I think this is a good episode to watch with a little bit of Pecorino and...
I agree. It's one of those that if you add a little Pecorino, it will make you a little more, like, scared, worried.
You could see the lights.
Yeah.
Maybe foil hats.
Yeah, foil hats. It'll make you paranoid. I think it's a great combination. Once again, Marco, thanks again for coming here.
Thank you so much, guys.
And you're always welcome, as you know. Chef Maurice, I mean, he's been more of a student today, but, you know, he's riding with us. And all our listeners, thank you for joining. We're in every platform. Just, you know, search for us. We're there, TikTok, all of them. Thank you. Love you. Take care. Keep it gangsta. Keep it Gucci.